say, how do you do 8%? You guys are so busy giving us hell up there. I'm sure you've got, I don't want to do that. I said, I'm just kidding. You know, you've got a lot of pictures. This is the 73 pictures, so I don't care. Well, I tell you, I'd like to think you're kind of, there's all I'm telling you something.
Our calls are overwhelming, but it's not an overwhelming issue. So I don't think he was the president.
$169 million, I bet you they could do it for next year. So we're going to try to find employees to hold it down within that figure. And if we can, I think that that would resolve much of this.
If you put a ceiling on that thing, or I don't know whether the ceiling will work, or somebody has said that way you should put a ceiling in the debt limit or something. I don't know how to go technically. But Russell, if we could hold it at that, then you don't have a tax increase. That's just simple as that. But if you don't hold it at that, you go 4 or 5 billion or above, it'll be potentially explosive, potentially inflationary, and that's really why we have to do it. And that's not a cheap budget. I mean, that's 18 billion more than this year. A lot of that goes into the increase in Social Security revenue, but a hell of a lot of it is going for the poor folks, for the old folks, for all the people we care about. You know? Now, you'd like to give everything you could. I mean, as you know, I like to say yes to all this stuff. Just plus me to say no. But you sometimes have to say no.
I hope we can get together this year on something that you can go along with, something I can work for. Mine's welfare area, you know.
Right. That's the first thing. Before George gets here, I want you to talk to us about it. I don't want to, and the person on my career gets confirmed. I want you to talk very frankly to him. He's a reasonable man. He's tough and strong. And basically, Bob Schmidt, you know, the Birch candidate for president, former congressman, defeated when he heard that I had named Weinberger to the HEW office, and he was under attack in the Senate. He was too conservative. Schmidt said, "My God," he said, "that shows you what the country's coming to. Whenever Weinberger is attacked, he's being a conservative. He's basically a liberal backer. Weinberger's got a lot of sense in his head now. And we would like, I don't know what, I frankly don't have any answer at all for
it.
But I know we can just don't think of what we're doing.
If I could just show you just two little things, I'd say it would help a lot. And we all plans to recommend this. One of them is that we all, to stand right now, we don't give a mother any incentive to sue the father or to even seek help to make him contribute something to his children. Well, she gets $100 a month welfare check. Usually you can't get a judgment as much as $100, but suppose you get a judgment against you for $100. All right, every dollar of that $100 worth is subtracted from her welfare check, so she's not a bit better off. And she's got all the difficulty trying to collect it. She's got a four more reliable source of income from the federal government. If the guy comes back around down to prison, at least she might get a few bucks out of his hand. Or otherwise, she's not going to get anything. And incidentally, that is about
trying to get down the assistance plan, but the damage is that they gotta work in order to get there.
In other words, he applied for cash rebate on his social security withhold. If he was below a certain income.
You say you put that in.
Well, that was in the Senate bill. Now, that was in the Senate bill that we took to Congress. That was part of our substitute. Now, again, if you did, Mr. President, and this is why I think it'd be good for your administration to help us do this. Frankly, all we need is your cooperation. You don't have to ask. We can get that out of the house. All we have to say is that the president may just be all right. And it's yours when you sign it into law. But now you see, that's something to reach 20. The same, that would reach more people than your family assistance plan, which is all work related. They got to work to get this. It's just a matter of.
What's the cutoff point?
Well, here's how we'd do it. We would say that up to $4,000, you get the maximum benefit. That's the poverty level. Well, that's what the minimum wage gives you. That's poverty level. All right. At that point, you get $400 a year benefit from it. Then, from that point forward, for every dollar you increase your income, you lose 25 cents. You might say so. If you get $400 at that point, all right. It phases out at 5,600. So that every time you make another dollar, you're losing 2 bits back, you might say. So that it works out like a 25% tax, you might say.
Would you,
yes,
Lord, I asked you, do you have this better outline of your staff or questions as to this idea? I'm just curious. Where the individual, then the housing is constructed. subsidize it. But they have to have a dishwasher, and they've got to have a recreation center, and they've got to have a color television and all the rest, and some of the time they get through with the damn stuff. And then in 5 years, it's a damn slump. Well, I don't know, I'm talking around the subject, but I want to get back to your plan of heading. What concerns me is that on the housing, on the food stamps, and on this other thing, we have all these programs that are designed to help the poor. If there were some way the Social Security thing deals with me, because what it does, John, is to put the money in the hands of the working poor, and then they do what they damn please with it. In the housing thing, is there something to this idea of having an allowance, I mean a housing allowance for people that are jumped below a certain income level, rather than just going in and saying, we will do housing for you, and then you've got to live here. You get my point?
No.
I don't know. Think about it, will you?
Well,
I don't know.
Senator of North Carolina, the three-term deep-breathing voted to the Democrat.
people to do the right thing. We don't, you know, if we can find some money to help the poor, we want to spend it in a way that will encourage them to do what's to their best advantage, not to encourage them to do things that are all the wrong sort of things. Frankly, that's the problem I have about the welfare thing. We don't want to spend money in places that encourage men to walk off and leave his family. We want to encourage them to spend it in places that encourage them to accept the responsibility, support the children, and make the contribution. So as long as you can keep it in a work-related context of it, that we're not trying to lose your income, we want to influence your income, we want them to have more things. We want to do it in ways that encourage them to help themselves. So I think that's the biggest flaws in your presidential, at least in our matters, singly, but the one where you said, before you ask what the country can do, ask what you can do to help yourself.
Sure.
See, now that's, I told my wife that day, I said, that makes you a problem, and I said, that's bull, John, you told us all that thing, but well, asked about, what should I do,
trying to be
yourself, what should I do, and you said, it was right about that, that's what makes sense. Before you ask somebody else to help you, take a look and see what you can do to help yourself. And that approach. Oh, everybody except the guy with dogs sitting around living on the other man is for that. It's just overwhelming.
You know, I think the thing that appeals to